We're a band of Christian soldiers fighting Satan every day. We're standing up for Jesus while we're kneeling down to pray. If his precious blood has cleansed you and washed away your sin, that makes you a member of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed by the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band. God's children are advancing, marching till we reach the goal. For the battle's almost over, we'll soon be going home. I can hear the sound of angels as the saints go marching in, singing praises to the captain of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed by the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed by the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master was none other than the Son of God.
Hallelujah! Jesus is coming back. I was listening to a preacher about Daniel the prophet. We all remember Daniel being thrown into the lion's den. Daniel was on a place in a position of influence, and Satan tried to get rid of him. So he got a few people in the same positions who were very jealous of him to somehow sabotage him, to stop him from praying towards Jerusalem. That was Satan's plan. We got to stop Daniel from praying. They did not stop him from praying. The whole thing came to an interesting climax. For those who want to hear more about the story, pick up your Bible and read it. But this is exactly what our government is doing. They have closed down the church, thinking that they would stop people from praying. All they managed was to get rid of a few pew heaters, those who are in the churches just to heat the chairs and to heat the pews to sit there. The true Christian never really stopped going to church. He was at church with God all the time. And Satan already knows that. He's not going to stop the church. So they're going to open up the churches because it didn't work. Their ploy did not work. And we're going to see God come back with a vengeance, because he has opened the eyes of a lot of Christians who were maybe half asleep. And they realized that this is serious. Life does not go on as usual. It could change overnight like this did. We can see a lot of changes taking place all over the world. And we will see the power of God being unleashed on this planet. Maybe we will also see the Russians and these people attacking Israel soon. I wish it would happen already. I want to see the power of the Holy Ghost moving. Anyways, we are in this time. We are one of those who are fortunate enough to live in a time like that where we can see these things. So keep your eyes open towards the Middle East. Keep your ears open to the Holy Ghost. And just stand in the gap, because you have power when you pray. But today's message is this: touch not the unclean thing. Don't get involved with the unbeliever. And if there are believers around who are being somehow manipulated by Satan, you need to make distance. If you cannot minister to them, if they don't listen, you need to make some space between you and them also. Because they will influence you. Because demonic activity is all around us. I was watching a false prophet on TV. And he was talking about how Canada had closed down the churches. He had a very interesting statistics on what was going on. And I know the guy is a false prophet. And I listened with interest. But what I did not realize, that this demonic activity that false prophet is into somehow settled through the airwaves into my house. And during the night he paid me a visit and I had to tell him to leave. So be careful who you listen to. He may have truth, but make sure he is in tune with God. The truth does not necessarily mean that they're in tune with God. You need to understand that. So, touch not the unclean thing. What do we do about it? I will have a message on this today, but before we get into it, I'll ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for the Word of God. We can keep ourselves on the straight and narrow. Lord God, I know there's one thing you detested when the children of Israel would align themselves with the heathen around them. Lord, you told them not to intermarry with them, but they did anyway. And that was their downfall in many cases. So Lord, you will keep us from intermingling with those who don't know you, with those who aren't serious with you. You'll keep us, Lord, so that we can walk in holiness and hear your voice. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 17 in verse 15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. So Jesus is praying here. He wants us to stay in the world, but not to be part of it in their evil ways. Because we are the salt of the earth. And we need to be salt that is spread around. Salt in a salt shaker, as everybody knows, might look pretty on a table, but it is totally useless. You don't taste it. You don't know what it does. It's sitting there, and all you do is look at it. That's how salt is, that is kept contained. The monks of the Catholic Church and the nuns, they lock themselves up in monasteries. Religious organizations lock themselves up in their religious systems, keeping themselves from the so-called world. But at the same time, they're a world in themselves. The demonic activity is all around them. They need God. They need Jesus. Religious organizations will never get into the kingdom of heaven by their own deeds, by their own doing. They need somebody to bring them in, and that name is Jesus. It tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17, wherefore come out from amongst them, and be you separate, saith the Lord. He's not talking about separating you from the world, but to be separate in your thinking and in your walk and in your attitude. Then he says, touch not the unclean thing. I remember spending overnight in a false prophet's house. I slept there. And I got severely attacked by the demonic realm. And since then, I'm very careful who I spend my time with, who I go visiting, because it affected me physically. I got sick. It was a demonic attack because the man was a false prophet. And I had to learn that lesson. Before that, I figured nothing could hurt me. But when you get involved in the power of the Holy Ghost and you allow yourself to identify or to have fellowship with those who hate God, those who are false, these demons come upon you and you need to be dusted off. Afterwards, or even you need to get out of there. You do not invite them into your house at all, because they will leave you a present called a demon. I've experienced it. I know exactly how it works.